You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. On Sunday, March the 26th, I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race card for you today at Naas. Of course, it's the start of the Irish flat turf season, due to get underway on soft to heavy, heavy in places ground. So pretty testing for quite a few of these who will be having their first art of the campaign. Of course, this meeting normally held at the Curragh, but being as that track is under some maintenance work at the moment, it's been switched to this premier track here this afternoon. And it is going to be quite a testing challenge for quite a few of the runners here today, because this course does take some getting. We begin with the two-year-old contest, which is always an intriguing race to keep an eye on for the future. Obviously, all of these horses have yet to have a run, so there is an element of guesswork attached to it. Royal Diplomat's been chalked up favourite here for the Adrian Keighley stable, but that yard has been in desperate form for such a long time now. It's hard to get enthusiastic about a horse trading around about 2-1 this morning, even though Pat Smullen has been booked to do the steering. Jim Boulder's always got a decent record in this race. The Verbitude has got to be on the shortlist. And also Moonlight Bay represents a yard that has won this race before. The one I'm going to go with here is My Silver Nails from the Michael Mulvaney stable. Now, Michael Mulvaney is probably better known for his handicappers. The likes of Battle of the Boyne over the years have really served him well. But he did have a very good horse called Tough as Nails a few seasons ago. And Tough as Nails won this corresponding race in 2011, when he beat a horse called Whipperall for the Jim Boulder stable. He then went on to run a series of good races, such as Chasing Home Power in the Marble Hill Stakes. So he's obviously, he was a very precocious talent in his early days. So hopefully he'll pass that on through his genes here to this filly, who's making a debut for this stable. Likely to be ready for her first outing on a racetrack. We can expect My Silver Nails to at least follow in the footsteps of its family.
Race 2.
Moving on to the 2:40, quite a wide open looking race. The draw is obviously going to be a major factor. Usually when the ground's on the heavy side here at Naas, the runners tend to run down the middle towards the near side, looking for the better ground. With that in mind, I do think Invincible Riker is bound to go well, drawn in stall number 16, representing a stable that's often doing well in these kind of races. This horse is prominent first time out in quite a decent contest over this course and distance behind the very talented Spirit of Valor. The second horse, Imagine If, went on to win subsequently to boost the form. Then went to Leopardstown next time out, and although only fifth of the 17 runners, it was in a very hot contest, run at a very sound pace. I think the winner, actually, Clifton Murray, is quite an interesting contender this year for one or two of the classics early on in the season, such as the esteem that horse is held in. So it wasn't a bad effort by this Son of Invincible Spirit. So he'd be the number one choice. But do also keep an eye on Solomon Seal from the Joseph Murphy stable. He made a bright start to his career when he was third behind Jessica Harrington's Kikori at the Curragh on his only start last season. But given that he did that or produced that performance from a bad draw, stall one, I've certainly prepared to upgrade his performance. Back in second was a horse called Spanish Tenor, who went on to win next time out at Cork and ran third in a group race on his final start last season. So that form looks pretty solid in the context of this race. So my two against the field would be Invincible Riker and Solomon Seal in race number two.
Race number three.
On to the first of the big handicaps then, which comes up at 3:10. Once again, the draw is going to be of some significance, so do watch the previous race to see where the action is taking place. There should be plenty of pace on in this race. Most noticeably, Geological, who's been a very much a stable star for the Damien English stable throughout the winter period in Dundalk. And Gasico, such a strong gallop, I think you're going to be needing to be drawn in and around him down the middle. Therefore, I do think you should pay close attention to Great Minds, representing Fozzie Stack, of course, who's taken over from his dad, Tommy, who retired last season. Every chance that this horse will go well first time out, because he has got a good record going well fresh. And although he's been quite lightly raced in recent times, if you go back to some of his very best form, he's a dual winner of listed races at Cork and over this track, respectively, back in 2015. Just had the one run last year when he was a bit disappointing. So clearly, he comes with a little bit of a slight question mark attached to his chances. But he's got plenty of talent. He likes it here. He likes soft ground. So he should go well. The other one to keep an eye on is Ducky Mallon from the Donald Kinsella stable. Albeit this horse is yet to be proven in the very top company, he's often left the impression on many occasions that he'll win one of these big pots sooner rather than later. He has got plenty of form on soft ground, so that's not a problem. And unlike quite a few of these horses in this race, he's already had a run under his belt, which came at Dundalk the other day on the 16th of March, when he was fifth behind Shannon Soul. But he did travel really well in that race until getting tired late on. And of course, he was ridden by an inexperienced £10 apprentice, with Norm McCullough booked to do the steering today. A nice draw, and given that he's got stamina to see it out over 7 furlongs and a combination of good tactical 6 furlong speed, I'd expect Ducky Mallon also to outrun his odds there in the 3.10.
Race 4.
On to the 3.40 then, a tough little handicap here. Quite a few of these haven't had a run so far this season, so an element of guesswork is very much the order of the day. But I'll go with Massif Central from the John Murphy camp. At least we know this horse acts on soft ground at this track, as he proved when he finished third beyond Travana towards the back end of last season. Unfortunately, he couldn't quite shed the maiden tag on his final start at Dundalk back in October. But he's a consistent horse, and given that he's quite well fancied this morning, judged by the market activity, I'd expect Massif Central to certainly give us a decent run for our money there in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, which is a Group 3 contest. Plenty of fancied horses likely to go to post here. None more so than somehow from the Aidan O'Brien stable. This filly had a really good year as a 3-year-old and finished off her season with a Group 3 success at the Curragh. If she handles the ground and is fit enough to do herself justice, then she's likely to go very close there in what looks a very competitive race. But my choice would be for Zabo from the Mick Shannon stable. Now, we know Zabo comes to hand quite early, as she proved when she won early on last season. And she continued her terrific run through the campaign by winning at Deauville in a listed race just before the Royal Ascot meeting, where she didn't run too badly in the Coronation Stakes. At least we know this horse comes here off the back of a run, so she's not going to struggle with fitness, as she finished 6 of the 7 runners at Saint-Cloud the other day, or not being beaten too far. And with that run likely to have brought her on a bundle, I'd expect Zabo to be well and truly in the thick of the action there in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the big betting race of the day, which comes up in the shape of the Irish Lincolnshire at 4.40. Most punters will be concentrating here, no doubt, on Dermot Weld Zikandarabad, who's got a very consistent and lightly raced progressive profile. But the only slight question mark with him is, will he handle the very testing conditions here today? Most of his best form has been just on the easy side of good. Therefore, I'm going to pass him over in favour of Ozzie Valentine, who has been runner-up in this race for the last 2 seasons for the Paul Deegan stable. Indeed, he chased down his stable companion, Shruthahan, when he raced at the Curragh here last year. He's also got some good form here at Nace, which is also very encouraging, when he finished behind Marshall Jennings early on last season. Actually, that was the run after he finished second in the Irish Lincoln. So he ticks quite a lot of boxes here. He handles the track, he handles the ground, and he's had a run under his belt as well, which has got to be important when he finished fourth of the day beyond Shannon Soul in a very strong speed figure race at Dundalk. So I'd be disappointed if Ozzie Valentine couldn't at least finish in the first 4 there. The other one to mention is Marshall Jennings from the rampant informed stable Jessing Harrington, fresh off the back of 3 wins at the Cheltenham Festival. It would come no surprise to me to see this Golden Boy Lawman go close here in this big pot. He won first time out last year over this course and distance, coming from a good bit back to win quite comfortably on that occasion. And being as he's got plenty of form on soft ground as well, most notably when second beyond Total Demolition at the Galway Festival, I'd expect a big run from Marshall Jennings, even though he's got a potentially tricky draw to overcome in stall number 15.
And the final race.
On to the final contest, and Aidan O'Brien very much sets a poser for punters here, sending three strongly fancied horses to post. Inca Gold tops the list off the back of an eye-catching run at the Curragh towards the back end of last season, behind the 50-1 shot from the Tommy Stack stable, Alexandros Komnenos. The time figure that race and the form has worked out well subsequently to suggest that's decent form. The only negative I'd find with this horse's chances here today is the draw. Stall 17 is certainly not exactly what he wanted. Order of the Garter for me has probably got the best form coming into this race, chasing home Cliffs of Moya on the 29th of October towards the back end of last year. But Anna O'Brien in the saddle doesn't necessarily fill me with a great deal of confidence, and it suggests perhaps even that this horse is the third string from this stable, given the jockey arrangements. Pocketful of Dreams also ran an eye-catching race in a Group 3 first time out behind Sea of Grace in the Flame of Tara in the middle of August. So obviously she's very highly regarded to be starting a career out in Patton Company. And at the prices, you could argue that there's a decent each-way feel shape about Pocketful of Dreams in what looks a very trappy final contest for punters to get their head around. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast, and please do tune in again as we take on board Dundalk's card coming up this Friday. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.